delivering on a campaign promise. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. President Biden has unveiled his plan to cancel student loan debt up to $10,000 and up to $10,000 more for those with greater financial need. He says it will benefit millions of Americans.
I believe my plan is responsible and fair. It focuses the benefit on middle class and working families. It helps both current and future borrowers. And will fix a badly broken system.
The loan forgiveness is open to people earning no more than $125,000 a year and families earning less than $250,000 a year. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Student loans are loans to people who want to pursue college education, who are unable to afford it otherwise. And it's a commitment to the lender to pay the money back.
And McConnell says the plan is unfair because there are people who have chosen to not go to college. Embattled Uvalde, Texas Police Chief Pete Arredondo has refused to attend a meeting about his possible firing, citing security issues in a letter over his response to the May 24th school shooting. A new study shows Pfizer's COVID pill still helps seniors against the effects of COVID, but it may not be as effective for younger adults.
Israeli research on the Pfizer pill, Paxlovid, indicates it may have little to no effect on patients between the ages of 40 and 65. Paxlovid, an antiviral medication, is to be taken within 5 days of the onset of symptoms. In tests of more than 100,000 patients, those older than 65 with COVID were more likely to stay out of hospitals. The CDC believes those in younger age groups who have either had the virus or have been vaccinated against it have developed some form of immunity.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The trial has begun for a former police officer in Texas charged with killing a woman as he aimed at her dog.
Former Arlington officer Ravinder Singh is accused of criminally negligent homicide. He was responding to a call about a woman passed out in the grass in a residential area about 3 years ago. When he approached, a dog came running toward him. He opened fire, missing the dog, but a bullet hit the woman, Margarita Brooks, in the chest. All of this was caught on his body camera. Jurors have heard testimony from the paramedic who responded with Singh, Ashley Brandt.
I was doing rapid head-to-toe assessment of the patient, trying to determine where her injuries were and what interventions were required.
She said Singh looked horrified about what had happened. He faces up to 2 years in prison if convicted. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Texas man has been sentenced to 6 months in federal prison for threatening a Maryland doctor who has been a prominent advocate for COVID-19 vaccines. Scott Eli Harris pled guilty in February to threats transmitted by interstate communication. Parts of the U.S. aren't the only areas hit by a major drought.
Europe is suffering through what experts here say is the worst drought in 500 years. Two-thirds of the continent are either in warning or alert conditions. The report by European Commission watchdog agency warns the dry spell will hit crop yields, spark wildfires, and may last several months more in some of Europe's southern regions. The ongoing heat wave and water shortages have created an unprecedented stress on water levels in the entire EU, one researcher said. The report warned that nearly all of Europe's rivers have dried up to some extent.
Fox's Greg Palcott. Celebrity chef Mario Batali has agreed to settle two Massachusetts lawsuits that accused him of sexual assault. The women claim Batali sexually assaulted them on separate occasions. The accusations by one of the women led to the only criminal case against him. Batali was cleared of criminal charges. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.